find yourself a comfortable posture, and I know you've been sitting for a little while, so you might want to stand up for a moment. And because this will be a longer practice, you also might want to make your seat very comfortable. So if you need more cushions or something from your back for your back, take a moment and get this. And I also recommend keeping a journal with you in case an insight arises that you want to write down. So if you're drawn to do a forward fold or circle your hips a bit, I'm giving you another 30 seconds to do that. And then please take a seat. And as you take your posture, become aware of the natural triangle at your base. The two sit bones and the pubic bone make up the triangle. And so become aware of them. You can use your fingers. Find the pubic bone. Find the sit bones. And notice that there really is a triangle between these three points. And you want to sit so that your torso is perpendicular over the center of the triangle. This posture lets the energy in the central channel move freely. Remember, having the spinal column aligned and straight is crucial for this particular aspect of meditation. So inhale downward, and as you do, feel that the sit bones, the hips and thighs become heavy, become grounded, and really take the support of the sink, of the seat, even sinking into the seat. And exhale and feel that the energy of the breath floats your spinal column upward through the crown of the head. Let your rib cage lift just a bit. You don't have to hold it rigidly upright, but it's very helpful to lift your rib cage at the beginning of meditation so that you're sitting taller. Feel the energy of the breath floating your head into an aligned position with the feeling that there is a piece of string that's attaching your head to the ceiling so that the chin is not too far back and it's not too far forward. It's really, there's actually a degree angle between your neck and your throat. They're quite precisely aligned. And feel yourself seated in the posture. Now, we're going to be taking our attention through the body. But I'd like to start by just noticing any places in the body that are tense or holding or tight, to breathe into them. And then with the exhale, have the sense soften. So we're talking here about the most obvious areas of tension, softening the belly, softening the shoulders, softening the face. And have the sense that as you do this, you're helping your body become receptive to the goddess energy. And because we're going to be taking her into the body, I just want to remind those of you who are in male forms that though Durga is a feminine form, she is also beyond the gender. So her Shakti is going to land in your body in a way that is most congruent with your physical and subtle reality. Your subtle reality, of course, being neither female nor male. So we're going to start this process from the crown and bring the mantras down the body. And if at any point the energy feels intense, rather than resisting it, have the feeling of allowing the boundaries of your body to soften and expand. The shakti in the breath and the mantra intends to open and expand your body borders so that you have a more powerful connection with your subtle body, which is not enclosed within the skin boundary. Remember, your subtle body extends about 3 feet beyond your physical body. And that means that your body, because the subtle body is your body is at least 3 feet larger than you think it is at every point. So the subtle body also interpenetrates the physical body. The mind is in the body. So if you feel pressure or intensity any place within the body, just recognize that the energy is opening you past the energetic blocks that are keeping you believing that your body is only what's inside the skin barrier. And if it feels like too much, release the mantra and just allow the breath to flow with the thought, relax, soften, release. So your attention is in the crown. Feeling the energy at your crown, around the area of the fontanelle and perhaps extending above it, offer the mantra into the crown region of the body. Inhale, and then with the exhalation, feel as though you are flowing, injecting, bringing that mantra into the body. Let your attention come to the forehead, feeling what's going on in your forehead, perhaps allowing it to soften a little bit, offering Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha into the forehead, feeling that the mantra infuses itself into the forehead and then flows inside the skull into the brain. Feel the mantra flowing in the very center of your brain, Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha, and just let yourself softly, gently repeat it several times. See if you can feel its resonance in your brain. And let your attention flow down to the brain stem, which is at the base of the brain, just at the top of the cervical spine. It's a little tail that connects the main part of the brain with the cervical spine in the brain stem, and feel how the mantra and the breath can very subtly open this part of the body. Allow your attention to flow into the eyes, letting your attention soften the eyes. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Flowing through the eyes. Your attention and the mantra flows down into your nose and cheeks, spreading through your face. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. You feel it opening up your nasal passages. Durgaye Namaha. As you inhale it into your nostrils, into your nasal passages and sinuses, sense the mantra on your tongue and filling your mouth. Shreem Shreem Dom Durgaye Namaha, vibrating inside your mouth. Notice how the syllables of the mantra create a vibratory resonance that also is hopefully softening and releasing any tensions that are lodged in these parts of your body. And feel the mantra in your neck and throat. Namaha, vibrating in the throat. And notice that your attention now flows downward into the chest area. You sense the mantra in your collarbone, in the thymus region, just underneath the upper breastbone, just underneath the uvula, feeling that the mantra is awakening and vitalizing your thymus gland. Sensing the mantra now flowing into your right lung. Rim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha in the right lung. You're literally inhaling it into the lungs and then inhaling it into the left lung. Both your lungs, with each inhalation and exhalation, vibrate with the Shakti of Durga flowing through her mantra, expanding your lungs, flowing into the muscle of the heart. So you're offering the mantra into the heart. Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha, beating and throbbing with the heartbeat. Flowing now into the area just underneath the rib cage, below the lungs, where the spleen and pancreas are. Shreem Shreem Dum Durgaye Namaha, with awareness of these powerful organs being healed and infused with the energy of Shakti, with the Shakti of the mantra. Find the mantra in your stomach. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. The whole area of your lower esophagus and your stomach, and flowing over to the liver and gallbladder on the right side, offering the mantra into the liver, which works so hard. Feel the mantra is a gift to these organs, making love to your liver and gallbladder, as it's made love to your lungs and heart and stomach. Feel it, the syllables of the mantra, reverberating in your diaphragm. And let them resonate in your intestines. Noticing how, as you bring your awareness down into the inner body, into the viscera, with the mantra, that the mantra can really infuse your inner body with health and strength, and also bring more and more awareness to these parts of your physical being that are normally hidden from you. Feel the mantra flowing through your lower back. Opening your left kidney. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Your right kidney and the adrenals which sit on top of them. Flowing up the back body through the rib cage, through the different vertebrae of the spinal column. Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Allowing the vertebrae to flow upward to separate from each other just enough to ease any congestion or tension in your spinal column. And offer the mantra into your shoulder blades. First the left and then the right. And then feel the mantra flowing down your right arm, vibrating in the upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, and sense Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Vibrating in your right hand. Vibrating through your fingers. As you install the mantra in each part of your body, bring your attention there fully. And of course, thoughts will arise. Let the thoughts go, or remind yourself that thoughts are Shakti. And let your attention come to the left palm. Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Flowing through the whole right hand and fingers. And up into the upper arm. Filling the forearms, the elbow, the upper arm. And just for a moment, feel the sense of your whole upper body from the hip bones up through the crown of the head, vibrating with Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Bring your attention into the organs of the lower abdomen, the colon, the uterus. Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha in the uterus. Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha in the prostate. In the area around the anus, Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. And in your genital organ, in your vagina or your penis, let the mantra open up not only sensation, but the feeling of sacredness in these regions. Sense the mantra opening up your sacrum. Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha. Then flowing down your left thigh. Into your knee. Your calf on the left side. And see if you can become very powerfully aware of your foot. The top of the foot, the sole of the foot. Rim Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha. Goddess is in your left foot, spreading through your toes in the form of the mantra. If you're drifting off, bring yourself back and let your awareness flow into the right foot. Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha on the toes. In the soles of the feet. In the upper part of the right foot. Prem Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha flowing into the ankle on the right side. The calf, the knee, the thigh, and finally, bring the mantra into the area of the hara, just below the navel and the center of the body, and allow the mantra, Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha, to vibrate in the belly, in the region of the hara, the lower dantian. Don't worry if you've got the place right. Just have that intention. And bring your attention up into the center of the chest, into the area of the spiritual heart. And allow the reverberation of the mantra to expand that region as well. And with the mantra in your heart, let's just sit for a moment, allowing Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgayai Namaha to be drawn into the heart with the inhalation. And then to expand through the heart on the exhalation. As you feel the effect it may have had on your whole body and on different parts of your body. You might want to write down an insight or an experience or make a note of something you noticed. And you also might want to slowly stand and lightly stretch or do a few hip circles.